It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. For the first time, we have a concrete idea of how many jobs we're getting from the federal stimulus. Up to now, most claims about the spending plan have been based on economic models, estimates at best. Now, federal contractors have reported some specific numbers. The contractors say they created just over 30,000 jobs. They received only a small slice of the $787 billion, but their report has set off a big debate. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The job numbers were posted yesterday at the website recovery.gov, part of the administration's effort to make the stimulus spending transparent. The jobs posted reflect workers hired by private employers with government contracts, jobs like putting a new roof on a federal building or construction work at a military base. There are $16 billion worth of such contracts in the stimulus bill, about 2% of the stimulus spending, according to Jared Bernstein. He's Vice President Biden's chief economist. Bernstein says the preliminary numbers are but a corner of the big picture, but he says it shows the program is working.
We're very much on track to create or save about 1 million jobs so far, 3.5 million jobs before we're done. Now, no one, including the president, the vice president, ever thought or advertised this as fully offsetting the deepest recession since the Great Depression, but it certainly has helped to offset some of the pain.
Bernstein's boss, Vice President Biden, was in St. Louis yesterday, where he sounded a similar note.
I'm here today to tell you, mainly to give you hope, that we are making genuine progress, real progress. We've got a lot further to go, but I believe we've made a great start.
But Republicans continue to criticize the stimulus as ineffective, pointing to the nearly 10% national unemployment rate. House Minority Leader John Boehner issued a statement saying, quote, "No amount of happy talk can paper over this administration's broken promises and faulty projections." Douglas Holtz Aiken, who served as GOP presidential candidate John McCain's economic advisor in last year's campaign, says the report of 30,000 jobs doesn't amount to much.
I don't think this is going to win the political battle. This is a really weak number.
A bigger number is expected at the end of the month, when the government reports on the jobs created by state and local governments and from grants. Mary Buffwack is the CEO of United Neighborhood Health Services in Nashville. Her company has received some $2.5 million in stimulus grants for community clinics it runs.
So far in the 9 months of stimulus, we've spent about $200,000. We've hired 23 new staff people. We've seen 3,600 new patients in that time.
The numbers to be released in 2 weeks will also include those hired as workers on road construction projects and teachers who are able to keep their jobs. That will give a slightly more complete picture of the effect the stimulus is having on the still struggling economy. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.